Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Each day we go along, the sun always sets and rises, and the seasons and years continue to run their course. It's really easy, therefore, to take each new day for granted. It's easy to assume that the calendar is just going to keep counting up the weeks, months, and years. It's difficult to hear our Lord's warning today that his return is imminent and it will come about even at a moment's notice. But the law of God speaks this word, therefore there may be no tomorrow. Don't hold on to your idols in this world, like old Israel did at the base of Mount Sinai, because Moses will return down off that mountain angry, and your idols will be broken up, burned, ground up, and you will be forced to drink those ashes to the bitter end if you hang on to them. We are definitely in the latter days of great tribulation upon the earth. For the sake of the elect of God, our Lord says the days of tribulation will be cut short. The coming of the Son of Man will be as the lightning flashes across the sky. It will be sudden, unmistakable. There will be no doubt about it. You'll know. Oh, that you would not be caught unawares. God has been consistent across Holy Scripture about the fleeting nature of our temporal life. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away, says Job. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All flesh is grass, says Isaiah, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Psalm 90. You return man to dust and say, return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away like a flood. They are like a dream, like grass renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days, O Lord. Give us true wisdom to know each day may be our last in this life, that during each day we are given, we eagerly would await your coming, O Lord, that day when you will bring us into your eternal splendor that you have prepared for those who love you. The Apostle Paul certainly writes as if the Lord could come back at any time, and indeed was likely to. The earliest Christians had this outlook. The resurrected and ascended Lord Jesus was going to come back very quickly, within their lifetime. Listen again to Paul's words in the epistle today. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, even now, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. We who are left alive, we are the ones who remain until the return of the Lord. There is certainly an anticipation. Paul is writing to people who will live to see the return of Christ in judgment. Now, at some point in time, Paul will indeed be writing to those particular people. It could be any of us living now, hearing his word. It turned out that it would not be the first century Thessalonians. They are sleeping. They are at rest from their labors, like so many of our loved ones before us in Christ. These words are words of warning and of comfort for us too. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. There seemed to be a question for the Thessalonian Christians in these latter days behind their grieving. They grieved for those who had died, even those who had died in the Christian faith, but they so anticipated the coming of Jesus, they were worried that those who had died before his return would be left out, that they may have received their judgment early. Now, we are tempted today to think the wrong way about death, but not because we rightly fear the imminent return of Jesus and are a little ignorant about the status of the dead. No, we are tempted by today's culture to see life and living as victory or as winning, while we are taught to see death and dying to this life as defeat, losing. The world teaches us to grieve with no hope, that there is no tomorrow for the dead, that dead is dead and gone and forgotten and no more in existence. This is truly a horrendous thought, which, if you believed it, would indeed lead one to grieve as if one had no hope. No worries, Paul gently responds. Here is true hope, even in the face of the grave, even in the face of God's judgment day to come. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Jesus died for all transgressions, raised again the third day for our justification before God, our great not guilty. The truth of that event in history, in a real time, in a real place, the most momentous of all events ever to happen on the earth in its entire history, assures us that for today and tomorrow, God will raise those who are asleep in Jesus, also at a real point in history, at a real time, at the end of time, and at a very real place, every grave, wherever in the world someone rests. Death has no dominion over Jesus Christ. Death has no dominion over those who have died in him as his children, as members of his living body of faith. So that is what the dead truly are, asleep, at rest in Jesus. God has granted them rest from their labors in the arms of Jesus, we might say. And Paul repeats that about the blessed dead, not once, but three times. The dead in Christ are the ones who have been made to fall asleep by God. So we sing and pray this in our hymns. Lord, let at last thine angels come to Abram's bosom, bear me home, that I may die unfearing. And in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see, O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. And another hymn, they, the dead in Christ, meanwhile, are in their chambers sleeping, quiet and set free from all their weeping. No cross or sadness there can hinder their untroubled gladness. And if the dead in Christ are merely asleep, at rest, there is a yet greater reality to come. They will be awakened. The reuniting of body and soul on a yet more glorious day that dawns when with our own eyes we will see the glorious face of our Savior. Paul put it this way: on that last day, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. We will always be with the Lord for our eternal benefit in life, in tribulation, in suffering, in death, in resurrection. We will be with the Lord. What is true for him is true for you. Risen, glorified, ascended to God's right hand. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. God grant us to lead lives of vigilance and expectation that give God thanks for the blessing of each new day. And at the same time, God grant us to know and to trust that each day he may indeed come again and bring about the end of this creation, or that each day he may indeed bring our body to rest and sleep in the grave, and that he may bring us, our soul in his arms, into his heavenly presence and joy to await the last day. God grant that we believe and trust that, no matter what the day may bring, we will always be with the Lord. Always. Rejoice in heaven, all ye that dwell therein. Rejoice on earth, ye saints below. For Christ is coming, coming soon. E'en so, Lord Jesus, quickly come, and night shall be no more. For they need no light, nor lamp, nor sun, for Christ will be their all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord.